It's time for Gen Con.
Indie Nation listeners, you are about to hear more information from Gen Con 2014.
Indie Nation listeners, Lumpy's here at Gen Con 2014. I am over at Wiggity Bang Games, and I am talking with
Matthew Rivaldi.
And how are you enjoying the con so far?
I am enjoying it from my booth. It is so much fun watching everyone enjoy so many amazing games.
How many cons have you been to?
Gen Con, this is our fourth. We just rolled in from Comic Con. We've done this for 10 years. We go to a handful of cons a year, so I don't know, 50 cons or so?
This is my first one. I'm overwhelmed. I'm going to tell you, it's amazing. You know. However, let's get back to you guys. First off, before we diverge, where do they find your company online?
It's wiggitybang.com. That's W-I-G-G-I-T-Y, bang like a gun, .com.
Okay, now tell me a little bit about the company. How long has the company been around?
Our company's been around for 10 years. We started with our first game called Quelf. That has been a big party game for a long time, and since then we've launched Furt, Magic Feather, Open Up, and our newest game that we're debuting here is called Alpha Bandits. It's a devious little word game. We just launched it on Kickstarter. It funded July 31st, and now we're debuting for the first time at Gen Con, and we're actually having a challenge where if you come and beat one of the creators, Rob or myself, Matthew, then you can win one of our other games for free. So far, I'm pretty impressed with the Gen Con crowd because they're tough to beat. So it's been a big challenge trying to stay ahead and not give away too many games. So we're having a great time here.
How many players is the game designed for?
Okay, so Alpha Bandits, we call it a devious little word game. It's about forming words with these tiles, but it's got these devious bandit tiles that allow you to grab, flip, steal other players' letters and mess with them. It's for 2 to 4 players, and it lasts, you know, from about 10 to 20 minutes a game, just depending on how long you want to play, and it's a lot of fun. We're really impressed with the crowd reaction here. We're glad to have it available.
And what's the suggested retail for this game?
So it's coming out in October and November because we just funded on Kickstarter, so we're right in the middle of production. It will be $25 is what we're looking at a retail level. So you can go to our website and pre-order the game for $25 right now.
Give them the website again.
You can either go to wiggitybang.com or you can actually go to alphabanditsgame.com, and that'll take you there as well.
And alpha is spelled like the Greek letter, not the...
That's right. A-L-P-H-A, bandits, like bandits.
You'd be surprised how many people confuse it with the grain.
That's true, that's true. So alpha, like first, like alphabet, alpha bandits.
Now, there's a couple questions I always like to ask people when I interview. One of them is what I call my personal CYA question.
Okay.
Is there anything you think of that I should have asked you that I didn't, or anything you'd like to add?
No, just for the listeners, you got to check it out because this game is a lot of fun. There's a handful of really good board games out there that I'm sure you're all aware of, and I'm not going to say this is better, but this is a different and unique game. So if you enjoy playing word games, you should check it out because it adds some really unique twists on the classic word-forming games.
And the other question I'd like to ask, especially relevant to Gen Con, because one of the things I've had the ability to do is go to where they're test-playing games.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people here that want to be game developers. They want to release a game. They're listening to this, you know, the people like that right now. And you've done this.
Yes.
So what suggestions, what advice do you have for such individuals?
So for anyone that's ever wanted to create a game, you know, reach out. Come to Gen Con or these other shows and talk to inventors because it's an amazing community of people that really want to get better games out in the market. Most people are very approachable. So if somebody calls me up or emails me, I will respond and help them out as much as possible because I want great games. I want to spread the word about gaming. And also, there's a lot more avenues for getting your game funded. You know, with Indiegogo and Kickstarter, you can get your game launched. And you can talk to the veterans and learn a lot. So just come, experience the game, and hopefully support people that help you out too. But, you know, come and experience it for yourself and use those avenues to get your game published.
Okay, I'd like to thank you very much for your time. Could you tell them where they can find your company online again one more time?
Sure. The website is wiggitybang.com. That's W-I-G-G-I-T-Y. banglikeagun.com, or you can go to alphabanditsgame.com.
Okay, and again, listeners, there'll be clickable links in the show notes. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your time.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure sitting down with you. Have an excellent con.
I appreciate it. Take care.
Indie Nation listeners, you just heard one of a series of interviews and concerts from Gen Con 2014. To find more of these interviews and concerts, check out the category Gen Con 2014 on our IndieNation.fm website. Thank you to those who supported us through Kickstarter, and we're already looking forward to 2015. See you there.